digestion and related concepts, the blood also transports chemicals that are oxidized to produce energy, as well as the chemicals needed for growth and maintenance of the cells. However, the origin of these chemicals starts in the mouth when a person eats food. The first step in this process generally involves chewing or drinking food substances. The food is eventually broken down into various chemicals, such as glucose, amino acids, fatty acids, and glycerol. The chemical breakdown process starts in the mouth for starches, where an enzyme in the saliva starts to break it down into glucose. This process continues in the stomach. The proteins and fats are broken down in the digestive tract starting in the stomach with hydrochloric acid and a number of enzymes, such as pepsin. After food is partially broken down into chemicals, it leaves the stomach and enters the small intestine, where some digestion continues. When the food is adequately broken down into simpler chemicals, it is absorbed from the small intestine and it enters the bloodstream, with the ultimate destination of entering the capillaries that provide oxygen and nourishment to the cells. Not every chemical compound found in food can be digested. For example, human beings cannot digest cellulose into simpler compounds that can be used by the body for energy. Material that cannot be digested, and cannot pass into the bloodstream, passes from the stomach into the small intestines, and then into the large intestines, and ultimately it is excreted in the form of feces. There are many compounds found in food that do not need to be digested to be used by the body. Some examples are water, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, and many other minerals. Vitamins are not digested either. They pass through the digestive tract into the bloodstream. For more information, consult the following websites and internet videos. Websites on digestion and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.